This poem is called Palette of Life. Existing within the black abyss, in a perpetual searching cycle, reaching out for the unattainable pinprick of happy white light. Self-limiting talons anchoring me firmly in the shadows, functioning in the grey, devoid of self-love, a vulnerable prey. Monotone monkey chatter, fertilizing the pain in my brain. One stormy day, I tried to give myself up to the ocean deep. Then I was dropped into the oasis of my Tanami desert. Colorful clarity began to expose itself to me again. Looking out of my window, rust-colored sand warmed by the sun. Senses being reborn. Grateful for simple blue skies and the smell of rain. The spectrum of colours on a fallen oak leaf found by my feet. The beautiful palette of life opened to me once more. Feeling the hues, endless colours blending with textures and tints. I'm writing and painting a peaceful balance one day at a time. Filled with a palette of love, self-compassion, calmness and care. Grateful for all the integral connections who walk alongside me. Without you, I would still be blinded from the rainbow shining inside. I wrote that poem shortly after coming out of hospital in September 2018. After attempting to take my life. This describes me and my journey in hospital itself, retaining clarity without distraction, being able to think, fully surrendering to what had been going on within me, being honest with my emotions, and being willing, truly willing, to seek help after 8 years of living with mental health challenges. When I describe, when I describe Tanami Desert, Tanami is actually the name of the ward I was staying on. I'm going to talk about colourful clarity. I've been living in a dark, grey, black world for such a long time that I'd taken for granted the beautiful little things that surround me. Colours of leaves, for example, the smell of rain. And then further on in the poem, I'm talking about writing and painting as a peaceful balance. So that's me. My journaling practice, writing poetry and painting that I use part of my mindfulness practice. And also to thank the people that supported me, that walk alongside me and provided me hope. I hope you enjoyed that first one. I'll drop another poem next week. Any questions, please hit me up at my website, nyanaalchemy.com.au. Or you can email me at nyanacoach@gmail.com. Yana is spelt J-N-A-N-A, coach, or lowercase, @gmail.com. Take care. See you next week.